This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. Firestone Country Club, Goodyear Heights, and the BF Goodrich Smokestacks are among the many reminders that the rubber industry once dominated the eyes, ears, and nose of almost every Akronite. But why did the industry take root here, thousands of miles from the nearest rubber tree and hundreds of miles from the auto industry? Find out with this week's installment of Oh Really. What do you hope that we uncover for you?
As much detail as you can find.
Frank Smerdel has spent most of his life in Northeast Ohio. He's a history buff who's contributed to several books about the region, and he asked, oh, really?
I was just curious as to why all the rubber firms founded their headquarters in Akron, Ohio.
The history of tires and rubber in Akron was explored in the 1998 documentary, Wheels of Fortune. It was produced by Dave Lieberth. He's past chairman of the board of the Summit County Historical Society and author of three books on Akron history. He says the first large rubber company was established here in 1870 by Dr. Benjamin Franklin Goodrich, who hailed from upstate New York but went to medical school at what is now Case Western Reserve University.
When he returned to practice in Melrose, New York, he acquired a rubber company. And with a partner, he pretty much was running it into the ground when he realized that he had no competitive advantage being east of the Allegheny Mountains.
But a trip west to his old stomping grounds was initially a flop.
Cleveland rejected him, not overtly, but at that time John D. Rockefeller was just getting started in oil. It was a major steel-producing area, and rubber just didn't seem like it afforded much for the future.
And that's when he was handed a flyer from the recently formed Akron Board of Trade. The city already had thriving companies producing mowers and reapers, oats, iron, and even matches. And it had several things that Dr. Goodrich decided were perfect for his floundering rubber company.
Not raw rubber, that came from the Amazon jungles at the time, but it had labor. It had water, abundant, cheap water, which was important. It had the Ohio and Erie Canal. And at that time, we had a crisscross of railroads through the city.
The Board of Trade helped finance Dr. Goodrich's move to Akron, and the company was soon making hoses, then bicycle tires, and eventually thousands of rubber products. And just as the computer industry would flock to Silicon Valley a century later, the rubber industry began to grow in and around Akron as B.F. Goodrich became more and more successful. The biggest company, and the one still headquartered here, was started by the Seiberling brothers.
They started a company that they named after the inventor of vulcanization, Charles Goodyear. Charles Goodyear never set foot in Akron, even though there's a statue of him right across from City Hall on South High Street. Harvey Firestone knew about Akron because he was a salesman from Columbiana County via Detroit and via Chicago. He came to Akron and started buying tires and then reselling them. He had a friendship with Henry Ford, and in 1903 he decided he would start manufacturing his own tires. The M. O'Neill Company was a large downtown retail store, a variety of products. William O'Neill, son of Michael, decided that he wanted to go into business. He had experimented with being a Firestone dealer himself out west, and he was primarily a salesman. But he came back to Akron, and he realized that there was an opportunity here. His father staked him in the rubber business, and he founded the General Tire and Rubber Company. So during most of the 20th century, I'd like to remind people that while Cleveland had one company on the Fortune 500 for most of that 100-year period, and Cincinnati had one, Procter & Gamble, Toledo had one, Dayton had one, Akron had five Fortune 500 companies here.
By the 1910s, Akron was the fastest-growing city in the United States, attracting thousands of people in search of good jobs. The population continued to grow and eventually hovered just under 300,000 people until the 1980s.
We were the rubber capital of the world.
One of the people working here was Alan Peterson. He remembers how important the industry was to the city when he graduated from college and took a job at General Tire in 1954.
Goodyear was the largest. Firestone tried to always beat him up. General Tire was number five. And Mohawk Rubber Company, their factory was right next to Goodyear. They advertised that they were next to the largest rubber company in the world.
But it wasn't all glamorous.
I first started off mixing rubber, milling rubber. I would get home, they're black in my pores. They could never get out. I had to take off my clothes and all my shoes before I came on into the house. And that was
dirty, dirty, thankless work.
Jane Whitehead, who started working at B.F. Goodrich as a chemist in 1963, agrees.
And I still remember what carbon black smells like, all pervasive.
Yeah. But a different smell and taste from those days stays with Henry Menapace, who remembers heavy traffic and restaurants open round the clock while he worked at Goodyear as a chemist starting in 1962.
I remember a restaurant across Market Street called Greasy Gus. They had the greasiest hamburgers in town. And then they put onions on top of that, and you could taste those onions until it's time to go home. So that was a real bargain on those hamburgers.
Greasy Gus is long gone, and so are many of the tire and rubber operations. But for over a century, the companies thrived in Akron, as described in the theme song to the documentary Wheels of Fortune. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.